Blog Talk Radio.
I started out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a world of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years had passed. Had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was bad. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ear, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. Finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I worked in back, singing in the choir, God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so. And this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
Hallelujah. I thank God for that little number this morning. Compliments of Brother Louis. And sometimes, you know, we haven't completely left God. That's by Brother Greg Loggins. But we haven't completely just went all the way out and completely left God. But we're still wandering in the wilderness of our minds because we're trying to figure it out. And there's no need to figure it out because God has already worked it out. What we need to do is have patience to stand still so that we can see his glory. If we'll just be patient with him. He didn't forget us. He coming to see about us. Everything gonna work together for our good. We just need to remember that he loved us so. He allowed his only begotten son to die. And if he did that, if he let that only offspring die for us, truly he'll bless us with everything else we need. Hallelujah, Brother Lord. Fix our hearts. Regulate our minds today. Let this mind be in us that was also in your son, Father Christ Jesus. and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to come back home. Time to go back home in our minds. Go back to God. Go back to praying. Go back to studying your Bible. Yeah. Go back to giving up the flesh. It's time to come back home. We've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. It's time to come back home. We've been wandering in the wilderness of our flesh and what our flesh think and what we believe is going to happen and what could happen and what if this and what. It's time to come back home. Let it go. Come back to God and let God be the God of the heavens and the earth because he made both. And if we'll let go, God is working it out for us. Even in the midst of all this stuff, he's yet blessing his people, those that have faith, those that believe. He's yet blessing us. Yeah. The enemy keep coming, But I see the faithfulness of Almighty God. The enemy come over here. I yet see the blessings of Almighty God. The enemy come up there. I yet see the miracles of God in my life. He woke me up this morning. Clothed in my right mind. I have the use and activities of my limbs, my life, my health, and my strength. I may not have all that I desire, even as far as my health goes. My knee may hurt. My back may hurt. I may even get a headache here and there. But I yet have health. I can yet speak. I can yet see. I can yet hear. And there are so many other things. And I thank God for it this morning. There's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than him. So it's time to come on back home in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. Let the flesh go. Tell that flesh no. Bury it. Let it die. So the spirit man of God can live in us and through us and do what it is he wants to do. Hallelujah. Because he simply wants to bless us. This is all he want to do. Yeah, he just want to bless his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning I was looking at, in my mind, the first thing was the 100 Psalms. And I want to read that right off the bat, and then we're going right into prayer. But I wanted to read this morning. And this is what it says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I believe when he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, I believe he was talking to the world. Every country, everybody, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's open our mouth and tell him thank you. Let's open our mouth and let him know we love him. Let's open our mouth and sing songs unto him. Songs of praise, songs of worship, songs of acknowledgement, songs of glory. Hallelujah unto him. No matter what we feel, no matter what we see today, no matter what we hear, he is yet worthy. He brought us this far by faith. We are leaning and depending on him. We wanted this, but God allowed that. We wanted that, but God allowed this because it must work together for our good. Hallelujah. Our topic this morning is simply this. God is yet faithful. That's our topic. God is yet faithful. When we look back through the Bible over and over again, you see God being faithful. Many of us can look at our own lives and see where God has been faithful unto us day in and day out. Yeah, night in and night out. God has been faithful to us. We look at Joel. We look at different ones, Jeremiah, Elijah. We look at so many, Apostle Paul, Peter, John. We look at so many, Deborah, Priscilla, Aquila. And we can see the faithfulness of God because he wanted to destroy man. And in some cases, he had to. But he yet come back with miracles in man's life, yet blesses man. Why is that, Barbara? God is faithful. Hallelujah. He won't leave us today nor forsake us. In 2021, he will be with us, excuse me, until the end. Why is that, Barbara? He's faithful. Almighty God is faithful. When we look in the book of Genesis, how it all got started, God was yet faithful. He put Adam and Eve out of the garden because of sin. He always separates because of sin, wrongdoing, disobedience. But yet, he's faithful at finding a way to bring us back to him. When I looked over in Genesis, the 8th chapter, and we're going to read this. Noah, well, when we look at the 6th chapter, he began to tell Noah some things that was going to take place. See, God won't let anything slip up on his people. And he'll tell us what to do to stay safe. That's in that 6th chapter of Genesis. When you look over in the 8th chapter of Genesis, you see it's all said and done. The water has dried up. 8 people were saved. Yet faithful, yet faithful, yet faithful. Almighty God is yet faithful unto his people. The big problem is the people that God made for his pleasure can't remain faithful unto him. Sin is always lurking around. Apostle Paul said the things he wanted to do, he found himself not doing it. The things he wanted to do, he found himself not doing what he wanted to do, but that which he really didn't want to do, that's what he said, but he found out what it was. It was sin that dwelled therein. So many times we got to ask God to help us to get the sin out of us. Give us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me. Help me, Lord. I'm battling with lust, and it's not just always sexual lust. It's lust of stuff and things. Help me, Lord, that I be faithful in prayer unto you and fellowshipping with you, communing with you, communicating, God, with you. Your sheep know your voice and a stranger they will not follow, but I got to commune with you, communicate with you so that I can learn your voice. And if we talk to him often enough, we will begin to hear his voice. Hallelujah. And yes, sometimes it is audio. And sometimes you can just hear it in your spirit. Yeah. But God loved man. But man come from a sinful nature. And in many cases, they don't receive God. They don't believe. They don't accept him. And that evil, that sinful nature that's in them, it begins to grow. And it get worse and worse and worse and worse. It don't want to stop doing what's wrong. It don't want to stop doing evil. Uh-huh. But the minute we realize we have a risen Savior, the minute we stop and think and say, well, I've tried everything else. Let me try this God and see if he works. And you got to go to him on your terms, on your level. And you got to tell him what you're thinking and what you're feeling. God, I believe you're real. I want to believe you're real, but I don't know. But if you can show me that you're real, I want to be as real in you as you are real. God will open up. He gave you a measure of faith. He will increase your faith in him to come to him in the fullness. It won't be a form of godliness, but it'll be the realness of God in you. Because he already made us to accept him. He already made us that we could do right if we choose to. But we need his help because we need his spirit. And we need his spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. We need his spirit to tell us what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go, when to do it, and when not to do it. This is why fellowship, communication with him is so important. Because we're going to get to know some things. We're going to know, as Kenny Rogers said, we're going to know when to hold them. We'll know when to fold them, when to walk away, and even when to run. Yeah. And so this morning we want to talk about God is yet faithful. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for waking us up, closing our right minds. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you for bringing us to another brand new week, a week we never saw before. You blessed us through the weekend to get here. And Father, you won't leave us nor forsake us. You're going to be with us until the end. We thank you for all you've done already this morning. Thank you for what you're doing right now, Father. And we thank you for what you're going to do this day and throughout this week for us. We come this morning, Father, you said to cast our cares upon you, for you careth for us. And Father, I touch and agree with every caller and every listener this morning, those coming even through the archives and the podcast. And Lord, we want to share our cares with you this morning. So much is going on in the land. We know that you're not asleep. We know that your eyes are not closed, your ears are not deaf, and your arms are not too short to reach down. But Father, we as people, human beings, God, we see so much going on. And for some reason, we won't band together to touch as agreeing that God are touching and agreeing that this thing will leave the land. And Father, so many other things are going on, and things are being pushed on people that we shouldn't have pushed on us. You blessed this country, the United States of America. Father, you gave man the mind and heart to put it together, that really it could last for years and years and years and years. But Father, man has messed up, just like Saul did. When Samuel gave him your instructions, he disobeyed. And leadership is disobeying in this hour. But Father, we're leaning and depending on you, for you're our God. And this is one of our cares, oh God, that leadership is not following your lead, but they're following the natural lead of themselves. And we need you to come in and fix it for us, because we can't fix it. Your word says charity starts at home and spreads abroad. And Father, it all starts with leadership. We ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would fix our leadership, oh God. The leadership of these United States of America. Father, fix their hearts and regulate their minds. And God, remind them that you're Almighty God that have all power. Remind them that you sleep not slumber, your eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And Father, remind them this morning that evil is not so big that you can't conquer it. But with you, all things are possible, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. Father, you have all power. There's no higher power. Father, there's been all type of hurricanes and storms and different things. And we believe you send rain to wash the land, to cleanse it. Because we remember that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. And Father, we believe until you can totally heal the land, you send water and wash it through rain. We ask today, Father, that you would help us to draw closer to you. Help us to become more obedient unto you. Help us to love you more and show our genuine love for you. For without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, we're the leading country, I believe. And if we can get it together, if we can allow you to lead and guide us, then, Father, we can lead other countries to do what's right by you and stop our flesh from wanting what we want. And remember you, Almighty God, who have all power. And as a people, as a country, God, we want to remember that we want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. We ask that you would turn all of this around for our good, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every caller and every listener here. Bless their families and their friends near and far. Father, I ask that you would send your anointing through their homes to fix whatever needs fixing, oh God. Those that don't have a place to live, Father, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would open doors and make ways for them to get a place to live. Not one dime spent. Not one penny asked for. But God, you would open doors. For the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. I ask this morning, Father, touching and agreeing, that, Father, you would move financially for your people this day. Those that stand in the need of jobs, God, move by your spirit. Father, those that are sick, we know you're the great physician. You're the God that healeth thee. We come this morning asking that you would heal us mentally, physically, and spiritually this day in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us emotionally. God, you gave us all of these feelings. But there's a time and a place for everything. It's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. And Lord, many of us are sick today. Many of us have aches and pains today. And we know that you're able to fix it for us. We put it on the altar, healing this morning. And Father, we leave it there that you would heal each of us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Father, we bring those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. We bring children before you, even our adult children. And Father, we ask that you would remind them that you are Almighty God. And if they would pray and believe, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Father, we ask this morning that you would heal our children. Heal our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Ask this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, praying in the name of Jesus for others. Preachers, preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you, Father, and love for your people. We ask this morning that, Father, you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Father, loose your protecting angels to continue to stand watch, to shield and protect them, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus. Father, continue to remember America and the leadership of America. Have mercy this morning. And Father, bless your leaders to come back to you wholeheartedly. Their families come back to you. Lord, that they would turn an ear and an eye off to what the world is claiming they want and what they think the world wants. And Father, help them to come back to you with their whole heart in the name of Jesus. Father, do it today. Do it today. We know there's nothing too hard for you. And with you, all things are possible. Move by your spirit today, God. In this country, these United States of America, our leadership. Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit, oh God. Feed us until we want no more. Open our eyes to see you move. Open our spiritual ears to hear. And Father, let not one word of yours fall on stony ground. Let nothing choke nothing out of your people, but that, God, we would conceive it all. We would receive it all. And that, God, will put it into action in us. According to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep the faith and help us to keep looking to you. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh our help. Father, all of our help comes from you. You made the heavens and the earth. open doors for us spiritually, oh God, that we'll learn more. And the more we learn, the more we'll do that will please you, and that we're doing the things that you can accept in the name of Jesus. Have your way here this morning. Move by your spirit. Bless your people. Father, we stand in the need of you. We can't make it without you. We need you today, oh God. Move, Father, by your spirit. You didn't say we had to beg. You said, ask and it'll be given. Seek and we'll find. Knock and the door will be open unto us. We're asking you this morning. We're seeking you, God, seeking your will and your way. We're knocking on your door to come in and sup with you. For again, we need you. Send your blessings upon us. Send your miracles our way. Bless our hearts and mind to be givers, oh God, and not be a selfish people. But remember others today that's standing in need. And Father, if we have no money, God, if we have not what they need physically, Father, help us to pray for others in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise this morning. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Hallelujah. No, not one. No, not one. Ha. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. And help us, Lord, to pray the right prayers. God, put on our hearts and minds exactly what to pray for. We will move quickly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning, and we thank him for his word, and I believe everything that his word says today. Yeah, I believe every word of God is pure, and he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Forever, O God, I believe that thy word is settled in heaven. I don't believe even when he come back and he finish up everything and we go back with him, his word will still be settled in heaven. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. And again, this morning, it's time for us to come back home. Even in our hearts and minds, it's time for us to let go of what we hear and what we see and what we feel. It's time to let go. Come back home to God. Give the devil back all his tools. Because he's going to call you. He's going to show. Oh, that devil have folk to call me and tell me all kind of stuff. Because he's in hope of me believing what they say. No, I can't. I got to believe every word of God. That's what's pure. And because I believe by faith, I got faith, he going to shield me and protect me. I can't believe what they say. I can't even pay attention really to the media too much. Because they put things out to get you stirred up. They put things out to mess things up. Yeah, we still have some prejudice here and all kind of stuff. But greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. And if we don't let the devil catch us, and we get caught up into our flesh and our feelings and the foolishness of the enemy, we will be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. This is a request I have this morning, and this was the first request I got yesterday. So I'm going to play this one this morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our topic, God is yet faithful. And this morning, if he has been faithful unto you, if you know that God is faithful and you can tell somebody else what he's done to make you feel that he's faithful, or you know your reason for knowing why he's faithful, say something. Say something on his behalf. Yeah. I know many times I've gone to funerals and I wasn't on the program. But they had an opportunity, they opened an opportunity for 2 or 3 minutes for the person who had passed away. And I just simply got up and said stuff like this. I know if they was here, they would say, Barbara, say something on my behalf. Say something about me, Barbara, to these people that's truthful. And I will share something quickly about them that will lighten up the air in the room. Because many times people are under stress, they under mourning, they under hurt and pain. And everything is going according to the program, and it just keep it, you know, gloom and doom. So I get up and I say something to lighten the air again, sometimes something comical that the people can't help but laugh. Even the closest one to them, they lean it on somebody else's shoulder, they're shedding tears. But when they hear what I have to say, it make them laugh. Laughter is like medication. Then when I look, the person is sitting up straight, has wiped the tears from their eyes, and they're ready to go a little bit further with the service or the program of the funeral or the homegoing celebration. Yeah. And so we're grateful unto God this morning that we are alive and well. We can speak, we can hear, we can see. That alone is enough to thank him for, oh yeah, to praise him for, to give him worship for. And we can't say nothing. We are people that just sit back and go for the ride with him and just get all we can from him. And we can't say nothing because we're saying it evidently so people can hear. But when you're saying it unto him on his behalf, you don't care how it sounds. I don't. Because I'm saying it on his behalf. I'm saying it so that he will be blessed. I'm saying it so that he can receive. I'm saying it that it'll put a satisfying smile on his face. Hallelujah. And it brings a twofold blessing, because I won't bless him. He'll cause it to bless others and to bless me, which makes it a threefold blessing. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. He's a God of giving. He loved to give. Hallelujah. And he loved for us to be cheerful givers. So when I come in, I talk of his wondrous works and I make known his deeds. I'm cheerful about it. I'm happy to do it. Because he's satisfied. Hallelujah. He's pleased to hear that I'm willing to share with you who he is in my life, what he's done for me. Hallelujah. What he's doing for me, what I expect him to do. Oh, he's a great God. Hallelujah. Almighty God, kind, loving, gracious, and merciful on our side today. All power, hallelujah, on our side today. Casting our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Yeah. And look, God is this way. He'll give you what you need. Do you know he has blessed me to be content at home? I don't particularly care for going out no more. I love it in here. Yeah. He blessed me that I can get up and do some light cleaning and keep my laundry done, and I can shower, you know. I can cook and eat. I can, you know, watch TV. I can listen to music. And all of this just blessed me. I can spend some time in the Word. I can spend time in prayer. Oh, yeah, he's a mighty God. Some people don't have that. They can't be still. They can't stay at home. They just got to be out in the world. They just got to go, because it's like if they stay home, it's claustrophobia. I thank God I don't have it. Yeah. And there are days when I say, you need to get out of here. And I say, yeah, I'm going to go for a drive. Go nowhere. Right back over there doing something else in the house. The devil told me yesterday, before it's over, everybody going to have COVID. He's a liar. He's the father of all lies. He told the first lie. He conceived the first lie. I can't believe him. I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And I'm not getting no COVID. I might get a little more Jesus, but I won't get no COVID. Mm-mm. That's not for me. Ah, that is not for me. And that's not for you either. Mm-mm. If you've been taking care of yourself, doing what you're supposed to do, you're not going to get no COVID. That devil wants you to believe anything. Wasn't that something to tell me? Before it's over, everybody going to have it. And guess what the person said? That's what they say. I told us about they say. I can't listen to what they say. I got to hear from the one who made the heavens and the earth. I'm about what he said, huh? Yeah, whatever he said, that's what I'm with. And he said this, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. He said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. He said, I could do all things through him, Christ Jesus, that loves me. Now, that's what he said. And that's what I believe this morning. I can't go for this other stuff, what they said. No, I don't need they say. Tell me what God said. He said, I'm more than a conqueror. I have the victory. I'm healed, I'm filled, and victory is mine. He gave me power. Look at this. Love and a sound mind. I have the power to tell COVID, go back where you come from. You're not needed here. He gave me the power to bind up and to loose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will even rebuke the devourer for our sake. But our problem is we say we believe us, but we just won't come together. We find fault before we find a way to come together. He said, if my people, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of the true and living God, and God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, we ain't got to get deep in this other doctrine and stuff. Let's start right there. Let's begin to pray in Jesus' name. Yeah. When all this stuff started, every church should have come together. I don't care what was going on. Every church, and I tried it, but they couldn't receive. God used me to put it out there. They couldn't hear God. Because how many know, many of them say they the church of God and all of this, but they don't know the voice of God. They don't know the move of God. He tried to have a worldwide revival. Nobody could hear that. Nobody could see that. Mm-mm. All many could see is that a church wasn't going to make the payment. They weren't going to make the cut. Because the government closed the church, told them they should close the buildings down. Many couldn't rest at home in God because I'm assuming they didn't have God. They had that building and what went on the inside of it. Because see, when you got God, they can shut all the buildings down. It won't matter. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you. It will not matter about a building being closed when God is in you. Yeah, God is at your house if you invite him in. That same God that you believe was over there in that building, if you got the right one now, if you believe he's with you no matter where you go and even at your house. And before they was able to go live, I would have had church service at my house. Me and my family. And we're going to bring the Spirit of the Lord in here. We're going to loose the anointing that's in us. Yeah, that he'll be in here with us. He will receive our singing. He'll receive our prayer. He'll receive our studying of the word and sharing his word with each other. Oh, yeah. But we on some other kind of things. I can't quite put it all together, but we're not loving one another as we should because his word said, this is how the world will know that we are of him for the love we have one for another. We can't love each other because I'm the church of God in Christ. I can't love you because I'm a Baptist minister. I can't love you because I'm of the Methodist AME church. I'm of the Methodist CME church. I'm of this, I'm of that. But yet we say we love God, yet we say we believe he loved us and sent his son, and we received his son. We say one thing, but our actions show God another. Oh, but the great day coming. The great day is coming. He said, let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. I'll do the separating. He's going to fix it for us. Yeah. This often come to my mind recently, often. In order to obtain friends, one must show himself friendly. I've shown myself friendly and folks are puzzled. Well, what's she writing me telling me that for? I've agreed with things they said. Well, why is she agreeing with what I say? In order to obtain friends, one must show himself friendly. And if God is faithful, we should be faithful and faithful to his word towards one another. Faithful in love towards one another. We don't just have certain people, everybody that say they are believers. Every member of the household of faith, every member of the body of Christ, we should show each other love. I have people with a form of godliness denying the power thereof, but they show love. They show some sign of kindness, I should say. Where the folks that say they got God, some of them can't speak. Now, if you put something out there that they feel they can use, they'll grab all they can get. But if you put something out trying to help someone, they'll ignore that. Oh, no, that's not for me right there. Cause, see, it's not going to bring them and their household what they feel they want. And that's sad. That's a sad thing. He loves a cheerful giver. And we may not have money to give, but let's give support. We can give some kind of support if it's nothing but some kind words, words of encouragement, something. Yeah. And stop being so selfish and saying we are the people of God. Yeah, I know God frowned at that. Now, they said they belong to me. And I made them in my image. They're my child, but they're not showing my traits in them. See, I got a lot of my dad in me. I have a lot of my mom in me. Those were my parents. Yeah. Many times the way a cake come out, that's the traits of my mom. Many times the way a pot of greens come out, y'all know I got to talk about food. That's the trait of my dad. Many times the way I taught my children was the traits of my mom. Sometimes it was the traits that I learned from my dad. They were my parents. So if God is our father, we should show that that's who he is. We're acting many times like he acts. I should say all the time. We should show that, you know, he's our father. And when they look at you, they say, oh, that's Jehovah's daughter over there. She's acting just like her dad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's what Jesus did. She's acting like her brother. I'm related. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother this morning. And so we're thankful unto him. Let's go to this request. And when we come back, we're coming back to talk about God is yet faithful. Yeah, God is yet faithful. Hallelujah. Can you believe it today? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
The lawyer, one that never lost a case. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around. No matter what you do, just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a word for you. But you know, call Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go, so Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket, and he was on his way to a place called Tarsus. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him, but God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind, and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to play. And he told the tide, stand up real high, for I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, put on all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, captain, there's one more man. And he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep?
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Bold radio for real people.
Oh, yeah. Can't run, can't hide. There's no need to even try. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to need him one day. We need him now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go back and take a look at Psalms chapter 100. And it's telling us to give praise unto the Lord and to come before him with gladness and serve him with gladness, come before him, his presence with singing. Some mornings before I begin to pray, I begin to sing a song. You know, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. Uh-huh. That's why my heart is in the mornings. You know, sometime I might come before him with another one that says, yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, in my early morning voice, completely, yes, my soul says, yes, I love you, early in the morning. I love you, yeah, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. I love you. I truly do. I feel the spirit moving. My soul says yes. Hallelujah. Come before his presence with singing. In verse 3 of chapter 100, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Do you know that he is God? It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We didn't make us. He made us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Huh? For the Lord is good. How many know he's good? His mercy is everlasting. He's never going to run out of mercy. And his truth endureth to all generations. He's not a selfish God. He did not just give it to us in the next generation, in the generation after that, in the generation. He didn't just stop it. He continued to all his truth to all generations. This alone proves to me that he's a faithful God. He will be there every time over and over and over again. He's not going to stop. He what he did last week, he'll do it again this week. Hallelujah. What he did last month, he'll do it this month. He paid bills last month. Hallelujah. He kept me alive last month. He put food on my table last month. I got clothes on my back from last month. Still got clothes. Still have shoes. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a faithful God. But the problem is he's looking for a faithful people. And he want to know that we are faithful unto him like he's faithful unto us, because he said if we would be for unto him, he would give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Now that's what he said. I want you to hold on to this. Hold on to this now. And I want to go back to Genesis. I want to read this to you as well. I'm going to look at Genesis and I'm going to start at chapter 1. This is how it all come together. This is how it all starts. He didn't say right here in the beginning what his plan was. It just began to tell us what he did. Faithful. And a lot of times we want to know what the plan is. See, we know he's doing something, but we want to know how he's doing it, when he's doing it, and where he's doing it. No, we just need to know he's doing it. And the just shall live by faith. But we walk by faith and not by sight. If we know God is yet faithful, then what we should do is walk by faith with this faith for God. In Genesis 1, starting at chapter 1, starting at verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now look now. He didn't get anything and make a light. He didn't look for materials to put a light together. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. In verse 4, and God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Ah, look at God. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. 11 says, verse 11 of chapter 1 of Genesis, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. I want you to notice here the power that he has. Are you looking at the power that he have here? He brought trees and he brought seed and fruit forth. The fruit he brought forth, it had the seed to keep producing. Ah, hallelujah. And the earth brought forth grass, verse 12, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Oof, what a wise God. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Oh, we got sunshine. We got daylight. Look at this. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. That sun in the day. He brought that sun out to help with the light during the day. And the moon out at night. It's a lesser light. Yeah, Lord. Ah, yeah. 17 says, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the opening firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Look, he brought the birds, pigeons and eagles, and he brought them forth. Ah. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Yeah. So see, a lot of people too, they get into this and they say, well, we're not supposed to be eating meat. God didn't say he gave us this and that to eat. But he sent Peter, sit down to Joppa to talk to Peter, get Peter to come down to talk to Cornelius. Yeah. Whatever he made, don't call it unclean. Oh, I like all of this. In verse 30, this is where we are, of the first chapter of Genesis. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I want to run over right quick and look at Genesis 2, and we're going to look at 1 and 3, and we're moving a little further. That was the sixth day. So look, in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1, thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Faithful, faithful. Only took him 7 days. Well, 6 days. 6 days to make the earth. Put everything that he, even man, put him in the earth. And God had plans to continue to bless man without pain or any type of suffering. Man would have ate the right foods. I don't believe I'd have known about fried chicken and macaroni. I don't believe I'd have known about all of that. But yet, when we look at, go further and look at man and God, Eve allowed the serpent to tempt her. She fell into temptation and brought it to her husband. He ate and he fell into temptation. Separation came for man from God. Sin separated us. Sin separated us to the point of unfaithfulness. And that's where we still are today. Although God found a way to redeem man back to him through the precious blood of his son, Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice. But yet sin creeps in there. And we find ourselves not being faithful unto God as he is to us. Daily we should remember this. God is faithful. And Lord, I need your help, because I want to be faithful unto you. And not just because you give me a crown of life that will never fade away, but Father, it is right to do right. I should be faithful to who is faithful to me. How many times have y'all heard of men and women in marriage, or the girlfriend and boyfriend, or friend, or family member, not being faithful to the other one? No matter what they've done for them, no matter what they've given unto them, they still find a way to be unfaithful. Sometimes partners in crime, they start out good partners. And once they get caught, the partnership goes sour. One tell on the other. They both just as guilty. But one would tell on the other to get shorter time. Yeah. Now, I'm that way too. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Family members. You thought they would be there for you. When their chips was down, you were there for them. But they can't be there for you. Sin creeps in and separates. Even in the natural, did you know that? Even in the natural, sin creeps in and separates. When one person lie on the other, see, lying is a sin. And the person that they lied on found out that you lied on them, they separate. They go ghost. I got to go. No, I can't deal with them no more. They liars and they lied on me. And if I keep hanging around them, there's no telling what else they can do to me. So sin separated us from God. And it's still doing that today. Wrongdoings separate us from God. And if we're doing wrong, we're not faithful. We're faithful unto God when we obey his word. We're faithful unto him when we are obedient unto him, when we do what he has said for us to do. Love one another. Be a cheerful giver. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Love your enemies. Yeah. Love your neighbor. Believers, love one another. See, because it's a great factor that we're missing, and that is love. Oh, it's missing. It's missing. The scripture says, for God is love. 1 John, the 4th chapter, down around that 8th verse, all down in there. But we're missing love. And see, I can love you if you support what I support. If you like what I like, I can love you. But if not, then no, I can't love them because they don't like what I like. They can't do what I do. I got to skip on around the corner because something is missing with them. Yeah. Yet the scripture says to love. And do you know to love, you don't have to be together all the time? I can love you and not be to your house every day. I can love you and not call you every day, and you call me every day. Now, if you think I'm joking, now listen. How many ever had a relative out of town that they love? You didn't see your relatives every day. You may not even spoken with them over the phone every day, but you loved them. And when y'all come together, the love was shown. So we can love one another, even from a distance. And when we show love, this pleases God. And it's also show him we are being faithful unto him, because this is what you said to do, Father. You said for us to love one another, not as the world loves. Jesus was getting ready to go back with the Father, and he was giving all these instructions for us to follow as well as the apostles. Some people say, well, he wasn't talking to us. He said that to the, no, that's for all of us. Everybody that says, we believe, I believe. Yeah, it's for you. We got to do it. I know sometimes there are things we don't want to do, we don't like to do. And sometimes we'll even tell God, I don't want to do that, Lord. He's not going to back down from his word and say, well, don't do it. No, no, no. He'll give you strength to do it if you ask for it. God is yet faithful. And he is yet looking for a faithful people. A people that's going with him all the way to the end. See, because that's what he told us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us until the end. And he's looking for a people that's going with him all the way to the end. Oh, yeah. He was faithful in putting the earth together. And he did it, I believe, so he could bring man in. Man could till the ground. Man could see after the animals. Man could have good food to eat. Huh? Run free, no hospitals, no, because there's no sickness, no pain of any kind. Then he saw, look at God, how faithful. He saw that man was lonely. And he said, it's not good that man should be alone. So he went on and brought him a help, made him a help meet. Yeah. Somebody he can have to talk to, commune with, be there with him, help him to tend to the animals and all this kind of stuff. But sin come into the camp and separated the plan that God had for man. Man did it to himself. God didn't do it to him. He told him of all these trees and all this stuff in the garden, you can eat anything you want, but this one tree right here, don't touch it. Now, all that they had, they just had to go. Eve just had to know what that tree possessed. And we're the same way today. We are the children of Adam and Eve today. Of all the things God give us, that one thing that he says not to do, we just got to do it. We just got to do it. Look what he gave us, the gift of marriage. We can marry. The gift of love. We can love one another. For me, it's a simple thing, but not for many. If we did them two things, love and marriage, God would be pleased. And it will show our faithfulness unto him. But we won't do that. We got to fornicate. We got to be with who we're not married to and do marital things with folks we're not married to. Just can't be faithful. Yeah, marriage is a beautiful thing. Please believe me. But we can't do it. Before we marry, men will go and get a prostitute and lay with her to keep from having a wife to be responsible to be accountable unto. They'll come up with all kind of excuses, and the church has helped them to come up with the excuses. Well, he's not working. Well, she can't find a job. All kind of excuses. So it put in the people, I need you to bring something to the table. What? I'm a man, and God honor marriage. And his word says a man that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. This is when he are going to really obtain that favor, when he loves his wife as he loves himself. God will give you a job you never knew that you could do. You didn't even look in the paper for it. You didn't go online and look for it. Somebody come along and told you about it. And they said, you know what, man? You're so cool, man. I just want to work with you, man. I know we'll get along on the job. And I got the power, man, that I can get you hired. Or I can hire you out the clear blue sky. Why? You're being faithful unto God because you're obeying his word to be obedient unto him. And when our ways please him, he's going to please us. He's going to give us desires, heart desires. He's going to send miracles our way and bless us, but we just can't be faithful. He give us all this stuff. And look here. The man been begging this woman to marry him for years. She won't do it. But now she see Rebecca's husband, She gonna go over there and flirt with Rebecca's husband and entice him to commit adultery with her. When she got 4-5 men over here want to marry her, but no, she won't marry nobody. Rebecca's husband is already married to Rebecca. She want to go over and have Rebecca's husband. That's what they did in the garden. Don't touch this one tree. Because I gave you all this stuff over here, all these trees, eat much as you want. Touch it, lay up in it, replant, whatever you want to do. Just this one tree, don't do it. We couldn't do it. We come from a sinful nature. Just couldn't be faithful. It's a sad thing when a man can't be faithful to his wife. When parents can't be faithful to their children, children can't be faithful to parents. We just got to find something in there to mess it up, to bring us to sin, to bring us to wrongdoing. Sometimes we let other people influence us against those that love us. Yeah, I've had children to let other people influence them against what I said. When you know I love you, you don't know these people. They're trying to portray to you that they love you, but they saying a new stuff you never heard. Or they making you think that what you said is doing great things for them. The devil is a fool and a liar. That's what he is. And what caused us to be unfaithful to Almighty God. And look at it. No matter what we do, God remains faithful. There will be seed time and harvest time is still going on. Look at how we're doing. We don't believe. We get caught up in our flesh. We get caught up in the temptation. But look at God. Yet remain faithful. Food still come up out the ground. The sun still hang in the sky in the day. The moon still come out at night. The water still stays separated from the land that we are not drowned. Huh? The seasons continue to change. This thing called coronavirus came down through here. They named it COVID-19. Now they're telling us about different types of variants, Delta variants, all kind of stuff. Yet God's people is still alive. Now, he could have allowed this thing to just wipe us all out, bam, 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 like a domino effect. One country after another, the whole country gone. And God just got rid of the land. But he sent the sign, the rainbow. He would not destroy man in that manner no more. He wasn't going to drown everybody. He's not going to send everybody to hell. He's giving everybody a chance like he did Noah and them eight. But will we be faithful unto him? Will we take a look around and see what the Lord has done for me? Will we do that? Will we look and see that things could have been so, so much worse? But he so loved us, he didn't do it. He didn't destroy us all. He yet let us live. He continues to bless us. But we refuse to be faithful. We just got to try something against him for some reason. We just got to do something wrong. I just can't stay on the straight and narrow. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself too this morning. But we all have sinned and come short of his glory. Not just back there when he said it, but up until this day. We just can't be faithful. Many times we can't be faithful to one another, can't be faithful to God, mama, daddy, nobody. We can if we choose to, we just choose not to. We just allow our flesh to tell us what it's going to be and how it's going to be when you got the power to say no. Now, I'm not talking to the world because guess what? They can't do it. They are in bondage. But those of us that say we believe, those of us that went to the altar with God and said, I do. We don't have an excuse today, and that's why God is not going to take an excuse from us, believe it or not. He's not going to take no excuses now. Yeah, Jesus hung down all of them on the cross. I'm just telling you the truth, because guess what? Come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden, I will give you rest. You don't have no excuse, because you can take everything to God in prayer. He can fix it, but you got to take it to him. He got to know this what you want. He may hear you say it, but he want to know that you know that this is what you really want, because you're going to bring that to him. But we won't even take it to him in prayer. We still trying to hold on to it. We don't want to let it go. Some people like pity parties. Oh, yeah. What that thing called when people just love to have illnesses. You see them on Monday. How you doing? Oh, my toenail hurt today. You see them on Tuesday. Hey, I'm doing all right, but today my head hurt. You see them tomorrow, hey, I'm good over here, but I got a stiffness in my neck, just something. Hypochondriac, is that what they call? Something is always wrong. Because they like this kind of stuff, and for some reason, they feel like it would get them more attention. There are women that just keep having babies. They don't need any more. But they keep having the babies because they like it when people talk about their pregnancy. They like the attention that gets for them. I'm telling you the truth now. Yeah, people are strange and weird, some of them. Yeah, freaky in some places because of what they think get them the feeling that they want. Now, if I got to get a response for you for sickness, I'll never get one. Cause I don't like all of that. Mm-mm. I don't like being sick. I don't want to be sick. I don't want nobody telling me I'm sick. I don't go for all of that. No, ma'am, and no, sir. Mm-mm. What I like is to be healthy. Yeah. What I like is to get around on my own and to do for my own self. I don't want nobody bringing me water and cooking for me because she got to, because I can't cook for myself. I don't want nobody bathing me because I can't bathe myself. No, I'm not that way. I want to be able to do for me. But again, you got people that like all that kind of thing because they feel like it get them the attention for the feeling that they want. You got all kind of stuff out here that keep people separated from God. They just can't be faithful. And some people, they think it's a good thing. It's jokeable, you know. It's something to laugh about. I've seen choir members flirting and playing around with the deacons in the church. In the church, I'm telling you now. Playing around and flirting around with the pastor. In the house of God. Not at the restaurant around the corner. In his house. I've seen all this kind of carrying on. And I'm like, ooh, they don't have no fear for him. No fear for God. Because in there somewhere they done forgot. He's the one with all power. He's the one say who live and who die, believe it or not. You don't have that, you know, choice to say if you live or die. It's God that's keeping us alive this morning. It's him. Because of him, we have our being. Yeah, our life, health, and strength. Not because we choose to live today. Yeah. And when you hear me say, I shall live and not die, that's not me with the power to do that. I said to declare the works of the Lord. That's why he going to keep me alive. Not so I can run out here and do what I'm big enough to do. Yeah, that won't work. I'm living because of him. I'm living because of what I want to do unto him. And he have need of me. Hallelujah. For the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And I pray that the Lord of the harvest would send more labors. But I often remember the labor that he called and chose me for. So he need workers, and I'm able to work. And as long as it's his will, he'll bless me to be here to work. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But sin separates us from God. And sin keeps us in a place where we can't be faithful unto God. We'll be faithful unto our flesh. Yeah, I can be faithful on the job. Because they said, be here at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm here. Sometimes I'm there 15 minutes early. Because I want to show this job I'm faithful. We can be faithful to the building that they call in the church. Sometimes we there an hour early, 30 minutes early. Because I want to show the pastor I'm faithful. We need to get that kind of drive for Almighty God that have all power. Yeah, we need to be there early. We need to be there with him early in the morning, give him the first fruit of our day. Nothing go on until we come before him telling him thank you. Nothing go on before we come before him and give him a song from our hearts. Give him words. Words of love, words of caring, words of softness unto him. Yeah, we'll wake up in the morning and tell our husband, good morning, honey, love you. Well, good morning, baby, love you. But are we waking up doing this with Almighty God? He's the one that woke us up this morning. Clothed in our right mind. Are we serving? Are we serving him? Because when we serve others, we serve God. Yeah. I had to even tell him, Lord, you know, I'm taking too much on. I've taken too much on. And, you know, I couldn't be as faithful over that as I would have liked to be. But I was hoping somebody else would pick it up and run with it. So that they could be a blessing, you know, but that's not always the way things go, because our mind are not, we're not focused on godly things. We're not focused on godly work. We're more focused on the things of the natural. See, we focus on, I need to get this yard cut. I need to, you know, get something repaired on the house. I need to get something repaired on my car. I need another car. I want this kind of car. Everything but the work of God. So see, when you got something like this going on, even Jesus in the morning, you got this going on, it'll help you to remember to be faithful. You see how you come every morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. That show God a sign of faithfulness. That show him this, I need you, Lord. I need something from you. You may not have told him what you needed, all that you needed, but he know that you're in need. Because if you was not in need, you wouldn't be coming here. He know it. That's what you call faithfulness. And we working on this other stuff. Lord, help us to work on us to get the rest of us right. That every time you turn around, we're faithful unto you. Some way, somehow, Lord, we're faithful unto you. Because you said if we'll be faithful unto you, you're going to give us a crown of life that will never fade away. We want the crown of life. And we don't never want it to fade away. We always want to be in you. We always want you in us. We always want to be with you, and we always want you to be with us. We don't never want you to leave us. This is why we're striving for perfection, Father, in you. Because we want to go back with you when you come. We don't want to be left behind. We don't want to be left, period. We want to see you for who you really are. Yeah, Lord. We can't make it without you. If you leave us, we do, Lord. You're all we know. You're the glue that's holding us together. Father, without you, we cannot make it. Yeah. Don't let our living be in vain, Lord. You're the author and finisher of our faith. You're our Alpha and Omega. You're our beginning and our end. And again, Father, without you, we can do absolutely nothing. We need you this day. So I wanted to run over right quick and take a look at Genesis chapter 6. I want to look over there right quick and share this quickly. Listen what he said in Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And look, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now before this, you know, people living a long time, 500 years, 800 years. Methuselah lived, 969 years. But he said, yet his days shall be 120 years. And now we down to 70 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Do you hear this? And it's this way today. Yeah. God see today that the wickedness of man is great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It's like that right now. It is like that right now, from the greatest to the smallest. Look what he said now. Wickedness in high places. You remember that? Wickedness in high places. Rulers of the darkness. From the greatest to the least. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. Today is only evil. The only way we cannot be this way, we must have God in us. We must have him living in our hearts. Other than that, our imagination can be ooh-wee, something bad. If you look out, you'll see it. If you look out, you'll see all the disobedience unto God is evil. Again, this morning, there are only two. Evil and good. So if you're not doing good, you're doing evil. Yeah. So the sixth verse says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. See, God wanted us to be faithful from day one. From Adam and Eve until now, God still was hoping and looking that man would have a change of heart and mind, because he can. God gave him the ability to just say no to evil, to turn this around. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, the fowl of the air, and it repenteth me that I have made them. God was sorry he made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, just like it is now. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Just like now, I mean doing any and everything they big enough to do, leadership agree with it. Matter of fact, they are part of it, and it's okay. Some are saying there is no God. The majority says, it's my thing. I do what I want to do. I don't care what you think. Think what you want. This my thing. I'm going to do it. This my hair. I can color it any color I want to. I can smoke all the weed I want to and go to church and sing in the choir and anything else I want to do. It's my thing. And the pastor say, you're right. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. God know your heart. The leadership of the country. You want this, you want that. Well, let me open the door and make a way that you get it. It's your thing. You should be free to do whatever you want to do in the earth that God made. Did you hear? And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Not the ways of God, but the ways of their flesh. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Yeah, that very place where it's your thing, you're doing what you want to do, I'm going to destroy you with it. That's what he said. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion. He told him how to build it and all of this. He said, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth. I skipped a few verses up. To destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. Thank God is a joke if you want to now. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so he did. You see that? God, he didn't really want to destroy man, but he had to. Because man was evil. The very imagination of his heart was evil. The very imagination of his thoughts, his mind was just evil, and he was going to continue to do it. He was going to get worse before he got better. Separation. Sin separates us from God. We can't be obedient and disobedient at the same time. Either we got to be one or the other. So when I look at chapter 8, verses 6 through 12, Let's see here what he said. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days. Because remember now, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The earth was covered with water. God told Noah to build an ark, put him and his family in the ark, told him to shut the door. Nobody could get in once the door was shut. So everything was drowned. Everything died on the earth. But Noah and his family, son, wives, and his wife. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, and he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. Now, if you look at this, you can see the faithfulness of God. I hope you can. From verse 6, where he had Noah and them to get everything together and go in and shut the door and go on and let everybody drown, yet he was faithful to them who was faithful to him. Yeah. There's a young man, they call him Dundada. And he wrote this rap. He's real talented. He can just think of stuff off the top of his head. I don't forgot what they call it now. It's been so long since I've been out at the foolishness. But he could write rhymes and it just flow out his mouth, you know. And he said that he asked God, Lord, you say you forgive for everything. And he told him, he said, yeah, I do forgive. He said, but if I keep forgiving you for the same thing, my forgiving is in vain. Yeah. That's what he said God told him. Freestyle. Thank you, Brother Perry. Freestyle. Freestyle, yeah. Where they can just, it just flow out their mouth. You know, they don't have to write nothing down. It just come to them as they're doing it. So he wrote that piece and he said that. Yeah. He said, he told the Lord, Lord, you said you forgive for everything. He said, and I do. But if I keep forgiving you for the same thing, my forgiving is in vain. Now, there's a difference in God working on you and him not working on you. There's a difference in asking him to take something out of you or away from you, and you not asking him to do nothing. You're just going to ride out the storm. He made me this way. No. No, sir, and no, ma'am. You must be born again. We have to go to him and ask for what we need. The scripture says we have not because we ask not, and we don't want to ask amiss. We don't want to ask not according to his will. In other words, I don't want to ask for somebody else's husband. He already have a wife. I don't want to ask for somebody else's children. They already have parents. I want my own. And if I want my own, I can go to God and he's qualified to give me a husband and to give me children if that's what I desire. But again, sin separates us from God. And sin keeps us from being faithful unto God. Whenever I do something wrong, I'm quickly reminded you weren't faithful. Now, God is not saying that, and he's not sitting back with the big wand to poof, be gone. Now, he's not sitting back waiting to destroy me. But when I go to him and I say, Lord, forgive me because I didn't do right. I did wrong. And Lord, you said if I know it's wrong and I do it, it's a sin. It's not wrongdoing, just wrongdoing and shortcoming. It's straight up sin. And again, I know sin separates us from God. That's what happened in the garden. This is why he sent his son. He found a perfect vessel with untainted blood, a human who had never did no wrong. Because he turned the word into flesh, turned Jesus into a man, and he went to and fro. I want to get like him. I want to be like him. I want to learn the Father like he learned the Father. I said, Lord, when I read a parable, God, even, I read your word and I don't quite understand right there, Lord, help my unbelief and help me to understand that right there, the way you want me to understand it, the way you spoke it. I don't want to even be like the apostles, not there with you and not knowing. I'm here with you, you with me, and you can teach me the understanding of your word. You can give me the wisdom of your word. That's what I want, Lord, because I don't want to spend all this time and be in error. Spend all this time and continuing to allow sin to keep me from being faithful unto him, because he's sure faithful unto me. I needed some things. He showed up on the scene. He showed up with my blessing. Y'all hear me? This is the kind of God he is. And when you're faithful, he'll keep doing it. When you're faithful, he'll give you things that you didn't even know you need. He'll give it to you before time. And when that day comes, you're like, oh, I got that. Yeah, because he gave it to you before time. Faithful. Not only will it give us a crown of life that will fade away, but when we're faithful unto him, there's nothing he won't withhold from us. He won't withhold anything from us unless it won't work together for our good. If it will work together for our good, it's ours. He won't hold it back. Faithful unto him this morning. Hallelujah. There's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody greater than Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, he's on our side today. In spite of us looking beyond fault and yet need. And yet meeting need. And we need him today. Oh, I need him. Right now, I need him. Every second, every minute of the day, I need him. Can't make it without him. So listen, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning and share with us. Hallelujah. God is yet faithful when I tell you. Faithful and on our side. Faithful and on our side in spite of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We just want to pray that we can be faithful unto him. Yeah. Lord, we know we can. But we need your help to do it. We need your help to be faithful unto you and move for us in faithfulness. We want to please you today, no longer pleasing our flesh. But Father, we want to please you, for there's none like you. None like you, Father. Help us this morning to be your people. Because you already are God. You are already our God. We want to be your sons and daughters. We want to be a people that you can depend on. you know our next move, and our next move is for you. Not according to our flesh, but according to what pleases you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're grateful unto you, Lord. Oh, we're grateful unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessings and
glory.
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Old radio for real people.
Hallelujah. We just want to praise him forever and ever because it all belongs to him. Hallelujah. He's worthy this morning of all the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. And we realize today we can't make it without him. And if we don't know that, I'm telling you, we're sad people. We got to give it all to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Miss Jerry, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, Jerry. I'm blessed.
I am too. Thank you. I just call to say thank you for great teaching. Thank you for great praise and music, especially that one that you can't run and you can't hide.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to tell God thank you. Even with all the rain we've been having this week, last week, he has not wiped out the earth. It's just been raining, but, you know, he saw fit not to wipe us out. Not that we've been so good. Oh, God, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Not that we've been so good. Just thank you, Lord, for being such a loving and giving God. Thank you for life, strength, and breath. Thank you for health, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to tell him thank you this morning. Not that I've been good. I don't even deserve to call your name, Lord. You ever been so bad till your mother said to you, you so bad till I just get out my sight. Well, I know I've been so bad, I don't know why God haven't said, just get out of my sight. But instead, he'll send me a check in the mail that I didn't even apply for a loan. Oh, yeah. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for just being so good to me and my children. I thank you, Lord, for being good to this whole world. Even when you look at the situations that they're in, it may look bad, but it could be worse. I look at this movie now that's called The Chicago Fire. And Lord, oh, those fires are bad. But I thank you, Lord, that I might be in the fire. But you're right there with me, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So all I want to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving a wretch like me and even the ones that don't even know how to tell you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being there for me because I surely haven't been there like I should have been. Oh, I never denounced God. No. I wasn't that stupid. I've done some stupid things in my life. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Even when I was in my darkest moments, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this coronavirus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. No, Sister Bob, I didn't see something to look at. That's the devil trying to stop me from praising God. But I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to praise him when I don't feel good. I'm going to praise him when things looking bad. I'm going to praise him when it's good. Because they said to me, when praises go up, the lessons come down. So I'm praising you, Lord. I'm praising you with all my breath. Thank you, Jesus. My life could be so much worse. Thank you for this show, Sister Barbara, and may God continue to bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Sister Rita. I hope your life get much better because I know it's going to get better. Just say to yourself, I might be in a Job moment. But in the end, Job surely got blessed. Good morning, Sister Sion. I hope I'm saying your name right.
You did
good
this
morning,
time.
Brother Frank. Oh, I did?
Yeah.
I've been praying. I don't know what's going on with you, sister. But I know something's going on because God keeps putting you on my heart. So I ask God to bless you. No matter what it looks like, I'm asking God to bless you. Good morning, Brother Kyle. It ain't what it looked like. On that fireman show, I saw the fireman got shot, and his career thought it's gonna be out. He was going to be paralyzed. But he's not just walking. He's running in the fires. So things are not what they look like. We serve a healing God. Good morning, Brother Frank. Good morning, Louie, and good morning, everybody. But God is good, and he's in the blessing moments. I know this world looks bad with this coronavirus, the Delta, and the variants and all of that. But God promised us one thing. He will always be there for us. So I'm going to depend on his word and trust him at it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for even the individuals that life looks like it's not going to be no better than what it is. It's going to be much better. I thank you for the military, the police. The firemen, I thank you, God, for everything. I thank you there are days you open the refrigerator and there's nothing in it. Because before the day is out, God will send you a check on a loan that you didn't even apply for. Oh, God, thank you. Have a great day, Sister Barbara, and everybody that's listening. Let's just join together because we two or three will join together and believe. Surely God's going to turn it around and around. And that's what I believe. Everybody have a great morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is faithful unto his people. And we thank him today because without him, we can do nothing. And there's none like him. Sister Rita said, wait a minute, Sister Jerry. Wait a minute. I don't know if Sister Karen Galloway is listening, but good morning to you and hello to you and God bless you this morning. Sister Rita said, I tell Sister Jerry, good morning. Thank you for always remembering me and my family. God bless her and her family always. Yeah. So we thank him this morning, and that's love. That's love. Brother Lewis say, hey, Sister Jerry. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. Yes, he is. And no matter what.
Sister Barbara, tell him I'm right there with him with them cakes.
Okay, look at her. Look at her. Don't get him started. Do not get him started. On sweets and things, desserts and food, because he'll ride out with all that food. Ah, yeah. God is faithful unto us, and he wants us to love one another, and we keeping Brother Anthony lifted in prayer and keeping his mother and his grandmother lifted. I wrote him. He didn't write me back, so that means that he's probably trying to rest. And so I will check on him later. I'll check on him later and see if I can find out anything. I'll reach out to Cindy and see if she heard from him. Because if anybody heard from him, it would be her. And praying that, you know, all is well with him, the mom, and the grandmother. Yeah. And Look at Rita.
Bob, I forgot about Sister Sherry. Because Louie and Sherry, they are a couple. That's two and one.
Yeah, two and one.
I forgot.
We cover Louie, we cover Sherry. Yeah.
Yeah.
We talking to Louie, we talking to Sherry, because they won. Yeah. Yeah, Sister Rita said, I'd take a cheesecake, please. Look at her. Look at her. Stop showing out now, Louie. Stop showing out. My daughter brought me a loaf of banana bread. Yum. See, Jerry, don't get it started. Don't get it started. Yeah, I like that banana bread myself. And I don't have no more in the freezer, so I can't make no banana bread. I'm trying not to have that kind of thing up in here. But I did have a couple of slices of pound cake in the freezer, but I'm leaving it right there. Yeah. Because I am at least trying to do better, trying to ease away from the breakfast and wait until lunch to eat. Look at Louie to my old cheesecake. Look, Sister Rita. like you done said something that sure enough important to him. But we just thank God today that he's able, and he'll keep our mind on him and keep us in perfect peace. You know, he'll remind us, hey, think on this, think on that, and I can take care of everything. He's that kind of God, but we have to let go. Many times we're not, you know, letting go. We can't let a day go by that we don't think about that thing. Put that thing on the altar and walk away from it and stop fiddling with it. Because if you're fooling around with it, thinking on it, focusing on it, what's happening is this. You're taking it from the Lord. You got it in your own hand. But if you can let it go, he going to take care of it. I mean, completely let it go. Because what's going to happen? You're not going to die from it. But many times we're so afraid we're not going to get what we want. We just got to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. No, I don't want to keep at it. I want to let it go. And forget I even put it on the altar. Mm-hmm. That's what I do many days. I forget I even prayed for it. And God bring it to pass, and I'm like, oh. And sometimes he'll remind me, you prayed for this. Yeah. Look at Louie, tell me, we a bad influence on him, on this old fat boy. Yeah, we a bad influence, all right. Can't hear food. But, yeah, I thank God that, you know, we're able to walk away. If we choose to, let it go and leave it alone. Because if we believe there is a God, and if we believe God has done something for us before, why can't we believe he's going to do something for us now, whatever it is we want? Walk away from it and leave it alone. Many times it don't come as fast as we want to, because every awakening moment, every day, we ride out with the same thing. We just cannot give it to the Lord on the altar and walk away from it. No way, Jose. We can't do it. Promise you, if you can, you some kind of blessed. Because guess what's going to happen for you? You walk away and leave it there and go on. Try to forget about it. God is going to come in and take it up quickly, because you done gave it all to him. But when you're not giving it all to him, you keeping some of it, because all day it's on your heart, all day long it's on your mind. Lord, give me, give me, give me. Lord, win, win, win. And sometimes we asking the Lord, win, without opening our mouth. It's our actions that's showing him we're saying, win, 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 Lord. Yeah. Look, if he's able to hang that sun in the sky, he's able to turn night into day. When I tell you he's able to give you your heart's desire, that thing that you want, he's able to do it. And sometimes we try to be slick. Been there and done that. Lord, I want it for minister's sake. The Lord said, no, you want that for your sake. And once I give it to you, then you'll figure a way to bring ministry into it. You weren't telling me about ministry first. You told me what you wanted first. If it was a seat, try to be slick. The Lord said if it was simply about ministry, you would have told me about ministry first. Yeah, see? And so he know the very intent of our hearts. He can fix anything. When I tell you he can fix anything, he can fix anything. There's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. I let my daughter go. Yeah, y'all don't understand. I let her go. I Zoomed with her yesterday, prayed the prayer of faith. I look like every time I see her, she's looking a little bit worse. Okay. Okay, Sister Rita, I'm finna read it right now. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will pray. We will pray for Angelo. Intercessors, I need y'all praying for Angelo. He's having his wisdom teeth removed this morning. And Sister Rita says she wants to pray that God leave the surgeon's hands in Jesus' name. We believe that. We believe that. I believe it's already done. But we're going to pray for Angelo before we leave today. But yeah, if we can walk away from it, leave it alone, put it on the altar. If we believe there is a God, and if we believe that God did this, that, and the other before, he's going to do this. Just leave it alone. Put it there and walk away. And focus on your ministry. Focus on your life, you know, with this thing that God has given you to do a work unto him. Yeah. I had to learn that over the years because, see, I would just be praying for the same thing. My day would be consumed with the same prayer all day long. Lord, give it to me. Lord, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know you can do it. Well, if I knew he could do it, why didn't I pray, put it on the altar, and go on and do what I needed to be doing? Go on and help somebody else and stop just holding on to this thing all day long. I told him I wanted $20,000. I said, well, Lord, look here, going back down. Well, Lord, just give me 10. Now, he able to get a whole 20 if you've got the patience to wait on it. When the timing is right, when $20,000 will work together for your good, he'll release it. But what he's doing now, you just need to see that what you have now is causing you to have faith and to trust him. You need to learn these things too. Not just every time you want something, I just bam, bam. Nope. You need to go through these things and learn to trust me and learn to wait on me, and it will be all right. Even with my daughter. I was talking to her yesterday and looking at her thinking to myself, you just got to wait. You want her to sit up and talk to you? And, nope, not right now. You just got to wait and see what the outcome of it going to be, because you don't know if God going to raise her up to talk to you again. You don't know if he going to take her home. Not my will today, but his will be done. Yeah. And I thank God I got to call my son-in-law today and check on him. I ain't heard from him in a day or so because he know I can Zoom when I want, you know, call up that he give me the report on and stuff like that. So he got his grandsons and daughter, and he got his sons, you know. And I know he's doing things to, you know, try to keep his mind on God too. And go fishing and, you know, different things to show the Lord. I let it go, Lord. I put it on the altar with you and I walked away. Yeah. And so it's going to be all right today in Jesus' name. All right. All right. I got one more request to play this morning. And I'm going to this one. And when we come back, I know you just want me to play this one for me. I know it. I know it. And I thank you for requesting this one just for me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. That's beautiful. Oh, wait a minute. That's wrong one. Wrong one. Wait a minute. This is the right one. God shine a light on me. Problems we had with the microphone and this and that, and the Lord blessed me with a way to do every morning to get the microphone here to work. And, you know, I was just thinking, Lord, you're able, And whatever, this is what I know today, this is what I know. If it belongs to God, it's going to work together for your good. If it's of God, in the end, you're going to have a great testimony. But it must be of God. It can't just be of your flesh. If you go back and look at them Beatitudes, all of that that he's talking about over in Matthew's, I think it's the 5th chapter, if I'm not mistaken. All that he is talking about over there is concerning him. What is for him? It's not concerning what is for the flesh. Yeah. So I begin to look back at that thing and see what the Lord has done. I begin to look back at it and see, because I told him, I said, Lord, I don't have the money to buy a new computer, $1,000. And even a refurbished one today, for what I need, is probably around $600-700. I don't have it like that. So, Lord, I need you to move. And the Lord showed me how to come in the morning. Oh, bless your name. And open up, Sister Jerry, Sister.com. I asked one or the other, can you hear me this morning? And Sister Jerry said, yeah, I hear you nice and clear. And so I go right on from there. I know that, you know, and then I see the microphone at the bottom on the right-hand side of the screen. But I've seen it there, and we had no sound. But after she confirmed she can hear me and I know I can hear her, we move right along. Yeah, and then God give us some other things. But we're grateful this morning unto him, because there's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody greater than Almighty God. Because for one thing, guess what? He loves us. His grace and his mercy endureth for us. He said that mercy will endure forever, even to the next generation. He got mercy lined up for them. So we just got to learn to trust God completely, leave things alone, walk away, be done with it. If you're putting it on the altar, be prepared to let it go. If you can't let go, don't put it on the altar. Because you're prolonging the time of it. You're prolonging the time of what you want to come to pass. Because you put it on the altar, but you're yet holding on to it. We don't want to hold on to it. We want to let go. Hallelujah. And know he's able to see us through anything. Anything, he can see us through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm just waiting because I want to bless some people. I really want to bless some people. And I'm just waiting on the Lord. I believe he's going to do it for me so that I can give, be a cheerful giver. Yeah, just have to wait. Hallelujah. And give him time. It's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? Please feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. And we just thank God for his word and thank him for the opportunity to show him some love. Because he show us his love daily. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Louis. Bless are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Hallelujah. Yeah. I was looking at Matthew chapter 5, and seeing the multitudes, he sent up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say, blessed are those that are high-minded, prideful, proud. He didn't say that. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are, and see, my mourning is for the world. My mourning is for those who have not come to him yet. Those that are in the world that are going through, and I know he could do something about it, but they refuse to go or come to him. Yeah, it'll cause your heart to grieve. I'm telling you the truth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Look, you see what I'm saying here? Blessed are the poor in spirit. See, we're going through some things for his sake. I'm mourning because the world can't see him. Blessed are the meek. You humble because of him. You're going to inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, not after food, but after righteousness. And if we remember, God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. So I want to hunger and thirst even after after faith and trust in God. I want to hunger for more. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But we're not going to act like the world. We're going to have mercy for others. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You're going to be real. Nothing fake about you. You're going to be real, pure in heart. What you say out your mouth, it comes from your heart. What you do for people and the way you treat people, that's heart. That's pure in heart. That's from your real heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Yeah, we're going to keep the peace. Yeah. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You're blessed when men come against you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you and lie on you and everything. But it's got to be for what? For my sake. All of these things are for his sake, not ours. And I do too, Brother Louis. I need all the grace, mercy, and love I can get from him. Yes, Lord. So see, we'll try to be like the world if you don't watch us. And things we're doing is so that we can get, you know, some hero points, some brownie points. Somebody can pat us on the back and, girl, you sure doing a good job. Well, we thank God. That's who we thank. Yeah. Because it's unto him, it's not unto me. It's because of him, not because of me. Yeah. And we keep that going like that. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us today. And we want to be faithful back unto him. And we want to remember that God is faithful. Lord, I want to be faithful unto you. Help me to be faithful unto you, Lord. Yeah. And I tell you, it won't be anything he'll withhold from you. If he's not giving you something, that's because it won't work together for your good right now. Don't mean that it won't work later on now. That's for right now. Yeah, because I've asked for some things. He didn't give it to me. I knew. I said, well, not today. That won't work for my good. But as soon as that will, he's releasing that to me. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so happy for it. All that, because he knows what's best for us. We think we know what's best for us. And when we want something, oh, baby, we want that. And I want it right now, Lord. Yeah. And many times God trying to show us it won't work together for your good today. It won't even work together for your good this year. Yeah. Now, maybe next year it'll work, but we don't want to hear that. 'cause I want it now. Well, no, maybe in 2024 it'll work. No, I want it in 21. Matter of fact, September, right now, God, right now. Yeah, I wanted it in August. You're taking too long. I got to do some stuff to see what I can get up on to help you along with this thing. Yeah, no, we don't need to do that. Let's wait on him. Be of a good courage. He's going to strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in the expecting mode. And if you're expecting, that means you're waiting. That means you don't have it yet. So we just continue to stay in the expecting mode. He's going to deliver and deliver on time. I promise you that. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So if no one else have anything they would like to say, we're going to pray for Brother Anthony and pray for Sister Rita San Angelo and did I say Brother Anthony? Yeah, Brother Anthony and Sister Rita San Angelo, and we're going to pray for Cindy this morning too, because I know she's doing a lot better than she was, but I remembered her, so I want to include her in the prayer. All right, if no one else have anything else they would like to say, we'll pray out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Father, yesterday is gone, and tomorrow is not promised, but we are here right now. And we're grateful unto you. We appreciate you in this day. And Father, we love you today, what was you who first loved us. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you for what you've done already, what you're doing right now. And Father, what you're going to do, great and mighty things for us. And Father, we bring Brother Anthony, we bring his mother and his grandmother before you. And we ask that you would touch and heal their bodies. Father, we know you're the great physician. We know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, we put them on the altar before you for healing and walk away in the name of Jesus. We bring Cindy before you. And Father, you know what's best for Cindy today. You know what she's going through, even her family, God. And we ask this morning that, God, you would turn all of the bad around for their good this day in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you would remind each one of them that you're Almighty God who have all power. There's nothing too hard for you, or even this day, oh God. We know you to be a right now God if we need you right now. Touch and heal Cindy's body. Father, bring ease to her mind. Lord, bring peace, joy, and happiness. Remind her to keep her mind on you. You're going to keep her in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that God, you would remember the surgeons going in to remove Angelo's wisdom teeth. Lord, we ask that you would lead and guide their hands. And Lord, let it be a smooth transition for him. No pain, nothing, oh God. Let him remove it and he come out just fine. And Lord, within 3 days, let him heal up completely. In the name of Jesus, we ask, amen and hallelujah. And Father, anyone we forgot, we ask that you would take it up for your people this morning. And Father, bless them, those that are standing in need of finances, healing, God, food, whatever they need today. We ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way today for your people. In the name of Jesus, bless our going out today. Bless our coming in. And Father, we believe that you're meeting the need in our lives right now, according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, September the 20th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning.
There is a
Did you hear me? Jesus is the bomb, yeah.